Car Aid, can I help you?
Hey, is Tony in today?
There's no Tony here. This is George, the owner. How can I help you?
Hey, George. I was just trying to touch base with you guys. You know, we sent out an offer about 2.5 weeks ago. We pre-approved you for $250K for some capital and equipment. Did you get a chance to take a look at that? It's Bank of Cardiff.
I have not. I have not even seen the offer.
Really? Well, you know, that's kind of what I'm following up. If you haven't got a chance to take a look, we do equipment financing and working capital, and it's unsecured cash. Do you have anything coming up in the pipeline right now?
Yeah, I would like to do a couple things, you know?
Yeah. Well, what kind of projects you got?
Just a bunch of upgrades and redo my showroom for the customers, have a new look.
Yeah.
We'll have a little extra working capital. Maybe we can put some parts in stock instead of having to wait for them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a quote on any of this, or are you just kind of thinking about it?
Quote-wise, it's a lot of money. Tools are really expensive these days. I really haven't. I mean, the last quote I got for tools, the things I wanted to upgrade, was about $20,000.
Okay.
And the showroom would probably be, I was going to do that myself. That'll probably be, you know, with new seats and chairs and a desk, you're talking $2,500 probably.
Okay, that's a pretty good price for all that. And, you know, you have any plans to do this anytime soon, or you just kind of got it on the back burner?
No, I mean, I'd love to do it last month.
Oh, right, okay. So, you know, we'll see if we can get this done for you. And, you know, what's the kind of return on investment you get on those tools? Like, what kind of tools are we talking about?
Oh, that's going to be enormous.
Really?
Yeah, tools are, the computer's really expensive, but in return that you get to charge for it, you know?
Mm-hmm. How much is that?
So I would say minimum a month, minimum at least $1,000 to $2,000 minimum.
Wow, okay. That's a pretty good investment.
You can go up from there. Like, depends what you sell with the job.
I got you.
Plug it into a car and it needs a motor, well, there's a $5,000 job.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So
transmission is $3,000-$4,000.
What kind of cars do you fix over there? Just a general repair shop, or you specialize?
We do everything, my friend.
Well, good. Good to hear.
From body work to transmissions to engines to... Only thing we don't work on is Ferraris, Lamborghinis.
Yeah, you got to find a specialty guy for that one. How long have you been doing it for?
20 years.
20 years? How'd you get in the industry?
Well, when I was at a high school, I wanted to become a doctor. But unfortunately, my parents couldn't afford it.
Yeah, it's expensive.
And my mom said, well, go become a mechanic. And so I went to Diesel Motor Corporation. And from there, I went to all the Snap-on classes.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I got my all the certs, all 9 of ASCs.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went and got my smog license.
Oh, so you really do it all. The smog checks. I got you. Are you the 100% owner? Did you open this Car Aid service repair with anybody else?
Yeah, no, this is mine.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah.
Nice to be your own boss, right?
Not all the time, my friend.
Not all the time?
No. Sometimes you just want to hang yourself, you know? Like, I give up. I'm done.
I'm done. Somebody else take over.
Yeah.
Have you looked around for financing at all through any other, like, you know, sources? Or?
I might have a little bit, but I didn't really... Business turned around for us, and then, you know, we're doing really well since I've added body work.
Oh, good.
That's first month it's created only about $20,000.
Oh, good. That's a nice little pickup for you. When you just started, like, out of the blue, you just needed, you know, diversify a little more, you started doing body work.
Yeah. Well, I was doing it before, but not really deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
But this month I really took it and ran with it, and it's actually worked out awesome.
Oh, good to hear, man.
Way awesome.
Are some of the tools going to be used for that, you know, the bodywork jobs, or you kind of got everything settled for that?
No, there's going to be some tools I need for that too. Upteen tools. I don't have any tools for body work.
Oh, okay.
They can make do situations, you know?
You're just figuring it out, MacGyvering it.
No, actually, it's come out perfect.
Nice, nice.
Yeah,
so,
I'm a little perfectionist.
The 20 grand for the tools, is those for inventory tools to sell to people, or is that for, like, to work on through your shop?
No, those are to work on through the shop.
Oh, so, you know, that'll fall more under the equipment financing, which is actually going to, you know, help you out. The showroom will be for the working capital, which is nice. And, you know, how would you rate your credit, George? A good bag in the middle?
Well, probably about 600, 599, 600.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
800.
800, that's
what
a,
you
what happened?
Wow, long story, my friend.
I'm sure,
hold on
I'm
one
sure.
second. Let me get this line.
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
Hey, what's up now?
So, where do we leave off here? Yeah, so, you know, the equipment can go under that, all the tools and that whatnot, and the remodeling we'll do under the working capital, and, you know, that's the unsecured cash, so you can just, you know, spend it as you want, whatever you need to do to, you know, fix up the showroom. And, you know, have you ever done working capital loan before?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, well, it is based off of sales instead of credit, so it's actually nice. Like, the 600 really doesn't affect it as much. What did you do in sales last year, like top-line revenue?
200,000.
Oh, yeah, so, you know, she have no problem getting that cash you need. We do around, you know, 10 to 15% top-line. You know, if you don't get a loan, are you just going to just wait off on it and, you know, just use what you have right now?
Yeah, well, the issue that I saw with my bank account is I had a bunch of insufficient days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a lot of long story, man. Wells Fargo was jacking me around and put me in a bad situation. So, you know, I had to climb out of a hole that they put me in.
Yeah, Wells is not the best.
No. Well, that's what I'm telling you. It caused a lot of NSFs, you know, in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not quite, but... past 4 months, 5 months.
Yeah, it's happened with a couple of different of my customers. You know, they don't even know what's going on. I had a guy do about, I think he did $7,000 in NSF charges through, you know, the course of a year.
Oh.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah, I'm coming close. I'm ready to hang myself.
Yeah, don't do it yet.
Or you get dirty, boy. Steal that place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. Wells Fargo sucks.
I know. I don't really bank with them anymore. I used to. I'm a Chase now, but, you know, it's always like a pick your poison deal. Like, there's always something wrong with those big banks.
Very true, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, well, George.
They'd be normal.
Because then they wouldn't make money.
What do you mean? They're killing people right now.
Yeah, and it's paying for all those CEO vacations and all this whatnot.
I'm a CEO, and I don't get no vacation.
Yeah, you don't work for Wells Fargo.
I know. I should quit my job and go become a mechanic for Wells Fargo.
All right, George, I could shoot you over an email with a, you know, short list of things I need. We can get you started on some applications and, you know, get you approved. We work pretty fast, actually. You know, it should be by, you know, 2-3 days to get you some numbers to play around with.
All right.
Yeah, where can I email that over to?
gcaraid@yahoo.com.
G, spell it out for me, please.
G as in George, C-A-R.
Oh, CarAid, I thought.
A-I-D.
I got you. At
Yahoo.
Yahoo. They're about to get bought out soon.
By who?
I don't know. They got a couple bidders. I think AT&T is one of them. A couple of those big, giant companies trying to buy them out.
How much?
No idea. They're bidding on them today. It's going to be a couple, $30 billion, something like that.
Wow, how did they get the money to buy shit like that, man?
I don't know. Ask AT&T.
A lot of money, dude.
Yep.
Cheap shits.
Mm-hmm. Then Microsoft bought LinkedIn not too long ago for like $26 billion or something. The numbers don't even, they're not even relative, you know what I mean? Like to you and I, like $26 billion, I don't even know. It sounds like a lot of money.
What? It is. That's a lot of money, dude. More than we'll even ever make in our lifetime.
Or even know what to do with.
I know what to do with it. Just give it to me.
Just give it to me. I'll spend it.
Yeah. I'll invest it somewhere and I'll get a great return.
Yeah, maybe you'll buy Yahoo.
Well, no, I'd just live off my return and, that'll be enough return there to, buy whatever the hell you want.
Buy whatever you want. Have your friends buy whatever you want.
Right?
It'd be a nice life. Nice life.
Oh, that would be a bomb-ass life, dude. Imagine. Hold on 1 second. Let me check this line again, my friend.
No problem.
Hello?
Hey.
All right, I'm back.
Man, awesome. I think I got everything we need. Like, I'll send you over both of the applications for the equipment and the other one for the capital. And it's just a short list of things I need, like a tax return and some bank statements. And if you have a quote for the tools, I know you said you didn't have one right now, but we'll get that later. I'll send that over in a few minutes, George. And when do you think you can get that back to me?
I don't know. Maybe I'll try today, but I can't promise you today.
Yeah, you don't have to promise me. I know it's Monday. It's getting back from the weekend. But I'll shoot that out, and I'll give you a call maybe probably around this time tomorrow. Does that work for you? See where you're at. See if you have any questions. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. I'll send it in a few minutes.
All right, buddy.
Take care, man. It was good talking to you.
Definitely.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.